Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the special music this morning. What a blessing it has been just being in this place. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of Philippians in chapter 1, Philippians in chapter 1, one of my favorite passages, scriptures, is found here in Philippians in chapter 1, and this is what the Lord would have us to look to today to receive the message that I believe that God has for us. Philippians in chapter 1, we're just going to start reading at verse 20 and read down to verse 25. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 20, Paul writes, and he says, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we do bow before you this morning, again, Lord, we thank you for this another opportunity just to assemble ourselves together. Thank you for making a way and for all of us to be here. And thank you for your presence in this place. And Lord, now as I look to this passage of Scripture that we've just read, I know that you have a message for each one of us through this passage. I pray that you'd help each one to have that ear to hear and that heart to make an application. Pray that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. There's so much here in this passage of Scripture, but I want to direct your attention to verse 24 when Paul writes, "Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." More needful for you. Paul knew that if he would live for Christ, and that's his desire, was to do that as we read the Scriptures, but if he would live for Christ, that God would use his life. Paul had that confidence. Paul had that assurance that if he would live for Christ, to be the man that God wanted him to be, that God would use his life. He would know that his life mattered. The question I have for us today is, how important is your life? How important is your life? As we reflect on the past week, my goodness, a lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts that have gone passed through my mind concerning the society and the world that we're living in today, and no doubt yours as well. From police shootings to Black Lives Matters that led to a black man wasting his life and tragically taking the lives of others that did not have a choice, to Police Lives Matters. And can I tell you this morning that we ought to thank God for all of those who risk their lives for our safety every day. Thank God for our police officers. Thank God for our firefighters, public servants that put their life at risk every day when they walk out the door, not knowing what they're going to have to face that day. Praise God for their families. that are willing to make that sacrifice. The message I want to preach to you this morning, based on what we've just read, is something that everyone, every Christian ought to have in their hearts and minds. The fact of all lives matter. In order for us to get this across and have this to become part of the society that we live in, the world that we live in, it begins individually. For us to realize that all lives matter, that means, first of all, that individually you have to realize that your life needs to matter to you. Your life should matter to you. Many live with no self-worth, feeling like failures, questioning their purpose for life. Can I tell you, this is how Satan works to destroy. Before Satan will get the victory in having you take somebody else's life, he's got to convince you that your life doesn't matter. But these individuals will become discouraged, somewhat beat down, and right before they do something stupid, they yield to sin or decide even to take their own lives. I looked at some statistics that shocked me. But there were 42,773 deaths by suicide in the United States alone, 2014. 800,000 worldwide. 800,000 suicides in 1 year worldwide. The second leading cause of death for those from the age of 15 to 24 years of age is suicide. 42,773 deaths, but there was 250,000 suicide attempts. Every year, there's 250,000 who tried to take their own lives. The male population represents 79% of all of the deaths. 79%. Females represent 75% of those who attempt suicide. So out of 250 in the United States, out of 250,000 who attempt suicide, 188,000 are females. When people get what they want and realize it's not what they thought they wanted, and it's too late to go back, many will become very discouraged. As I look back to the book of Philippians and the passage that we've just read, Paul knew that his life mattered. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Paul said, with the understanding I have of God, the understanding that I have of heaven, I would much rather be in a glorified body. I'd much rather be in heaven living and praising God and worshiping God. I'd much rather to be have this life behind me and go on to heaven, go on to glory. But he said that I'm not here for myself. I'm here to represent Jesus Christ. And as long as I am here and I am living the Christian life as God would have me to live the Christian life, then I know that God wants to use my life. And because God wants to use my life matters. If everyone in our society, everyone in the world understood this and looked to Jesus Christ and realized that God wanted to use their lives and their lives matter, we would not have the situation that we have in our world today. And there is definitely no excuse for it at all in the United States of America who truly understands what Jesus Christ has brought to us. All lives matter. But before that we can live in a world which all lives do matter, then we have to come to that place where individually, and what you can do individually is understand that your life matters. Paul knew that his life was important to God. In verse 20, the Bible says, according to my earnest expectations of himself and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. He said, I have an expectation of myself. I have a hope in myself that I'm going to live life not being ashamed of what I've done. In order to do that, in order for him to have this expectation, this hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Paul says, I understand the love of God. I understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I understand that Jesus came out of love and with love. And I understand that Jesus Christ laid his life down on Calvary's cross some 2,000 years for me. And I understand that because of Jesus Christ, I have everlasting life. And because of Christ living in me, God wants to use my life. And if Christ is in me, then I ought to have expectations. I ought to have this hope that my life will be used by God. And if my life, if I know that my life is being used by God, can I tell you, I can know that my life matters. And I have expectations of how I live my life. I have expectations of what I'm going to do with my life. And it is focused around Christ. It's focused around the love of God and the love that God has for the world. He would not do anything that was against the one who died for him. Can I tell you, the worth of life changed when Christ came into it. Our lives can change. Anyone's life, because God so loved the world, anyone's life can change, and it can become meaningful. It can have purpose. You can have joy in living. You can have a sense of accomplishment when you live your life for Christ. We just need to have something that comes into it that can change our life to give us more meaning. In a more humorous thought that I think it gets across this point, I know that you might have heard the story about the boy that had a turtle, that he loved his turtle. And he went in one day and the turtle was all inside and the turtle was dead. The life of his pet turtle was over. And he took this turtle to his father, and in tears he said, Dad, my turtle's he died. And the father, wanting to encourage the son and wanting to lift him up a little bit, the father said, all right, son, what we're going to do, we're going to have one of the greatest funeral processions for a turtle that's ever been. We're going to get all the neighborhood kids together, and we're going to have a parade, and we're going to march down, and we're going to have fireworks as we bury him in the ground. And afterwards, we're going to take everybody out. We're going to have ice cream and cake, and we're just going to celebrate the life of the turtle. About that time, that turtle stuck his head out of his... And the boy looked up at his dad and said, let's kill it. His perspective on the life of the turtle changed when he found out what he could get. Amen. No longer did he mourn the death of the turtle. He was excited about what was going to follow after that turtle. And can I tell you that even in our lives, no matter what has taken place to our lives, and you might have had a lot of bad things happen, and you might have had so many things going on in your life right now that you might feel discouraged, and you might feel like that your life really has no purpose. Can I tell you that Satan would love to fill your heart and your mind with that, and he would love to destroy you with that thinking. But if you allow Christ to come into your life, Jesus Christ in you makes you a different person. Jesus Christ in you allows you to be something that God wants to use, allows your life to be valuable. Amen. You can accomplish so much through Christ. For Paul says, for to me to live is Christ. And as long as I'm living, I know that my life is going to make a difference in your life. See, because the second thing we look at here, Paul knew that his life was important to God. And then Paul realized also that he knew that his life was important to others. Don't sell yourself short. God sent his son to die for you. That's how important you are to God. Your life matters to God. Your soul matters to God. And once you allow Christ to change your life, and he can and he will, then your life can be important to other people's lives. To abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Others. Can I tell you this morning that you are God's will for your family? Now, if you weren't here in Sunday morning Sunday school, we taught a powerful message on the family of Moses. And can I tell you that family members have the potential for the greatest blessing or the greatest hindrance in our spiritual walk? But as we have received Jesus Christ into our lives, we can understand that we are God's will for our families. In God's will, husband, fathers, you're what your family needs in God's will. If you focus on your life matters, if you focus on Jesus Christ and yielding to his will for your life, then you can be what your wife needs. You can be what your children need because you are God's will for your family. God is sovereign. God is omniscient. He knows all things. And God is not only sovereign and not only is God omniscient, but God is omnipotent. He has the power to either control things that come into your life. He has the power to either bring things into our lives or to allow things into our lives. Nothing is allowed into our lives without God passing through the power of God first of all. And so if God allows it into your life, can I tell you that there is something at some point that will come out of that will be good? You might not be able to see it now, and you might not be able to see how it's going to work, but can I tell you that Almighty God is a sovereign God, and he's an omnipotent God, and he would not even allow something to come in our lives if it was not something that he would work to something that come out of it that would be good. All things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. That is a promise that we have from the Scriptures. That means that your family right now, you are God's will for your life, men. You are God's will for your family, ladies. You are God's will for your husband. You are God's will for your children. You can be the mother that they need. You can be the father that they need. Listen to me. In God's will, your life matters because it will make the difference as to how you live together as a couple, how you stay together as a family. Your life matters. And if you yield your life to Christ, then God in you can make a difference in your family's lives. It will make a difference. If you're in God's will, and only you determine whether or not you're in God's will. If you don't think your life matters, you'll not work on it. In God's will, you are what's best. Not only what's right, you are what's best in your marriage for the other person. You are the husband that God has for that your wife. You are the wife that God has for your husband. You are the parents that God has for your children. But if you do not value something, you will not keep it maintained. That sink in. If you do not value something, you will not maintain it. If you do not value the fact that your life matters, husbands to your wife, you'll not continue to maintain your life for your wife. If you do not understand that your life matters, wives to your husband, then you will not continue to maintain your life to be what your husband needs. If you do not understand that your lives matter as parents to your children, you will not continue to work on being the best parent that you can possibly be to give your children the best opportunities that they can have to turn out right. They have their free will, but you have a position that God has ordained that can influence their free will. And so you can help them, giving them the best opportunity possible to make right decisions and to turn out right. But in order to do that, you have to maintain your life so that you can be an example and you can have the wisdom and you can be that which God would have you to be in raising them. But you will not do that if you do not value yourself as a child of God's, not because of who you are, but because of Christ being in you. Christ in you allows you the power and the opportunities to be all that you can be for others. Amen. If you do not value something, you'll not keep it maintained. Why wash an old rust bucket car? Got rust all over it. Why try to keep it looking clean when it's a rust bucket? Unless it's your first car. I remember my first car. 64 Chevelle, four-door, maroon. Had rust all over it. But it was mine. I was very thankful when they come out with colored duct tape. It was my first car. I didn't have the money to do the body work on it. I had the money to paint it and make it look nice, but I could go buy a roll of burgundy duct tape. It's just a shade off or so, but it was able to be used, and I taped up every rust spot on that car. And I kept it clean because it was my rust bucket. I valued it because it was what was able to take me to work and back. And so I maintained it. I changed the oil in it. I took care of it as if it was a brand new one because I valued it. You'll not maintain that which you see no value in, even in yourself. Amen. You have value to your family. In God's will, you're the only husband or wife your spouse will have. In God's perfect will. You're the only parents that your children will ever have. How dare you not to value their parent? How dare you not look to be all that you can be for their sakes? Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for my wife. It's more needful for my husband. It's more needful for my children. You're God's will for your family. You're God's will to reach the world, to be an example of Christ to everyone around you, to be an example for Christ at home, to be example for Christ in your public schools, to be example for Christ in your neighborhood, to be example for Christ at your workplace. Listen to me. You have a valuable life that God wants to use to reach the world. Without your testimony for Christ, others may not even ever hear the truth. If you don't value yourself as a Christian, then you will not maintain a Christian testimony. And if you do not maintain a Christian testimony, then you have lost your salt. You have lost your savor. And God says, I want you to be, and you are supposed to be as Christians, not only the light of the world, but the salt of the earth. You are to be different, and you are to make a difference wherever you're at. And if you do not value that testimony, if you do not value God working through your life in that way, then you will not be that witness that you need to be in your workplace. You will not be that witness that you need to be in your neighborhood. You will not be that witness that you need to be to others. And yet, even though others need your witness, because you don't value it yourself, you'll not be used by God. That's a sad thing. Our world needs a Christian testimony. The United States of America is very rapidly losing the testimony of Christianity. Don't jump on that bandwagon. Do not accept that which is antichrist just because the society has accepted that antichrist. You love individuals, but you stand where Christ wants you to stand. You love God more than whatever else it is in this world, and you love God first. And if you love God more, and if you love God first, let me tell you, God will use your life because your life is valuable. We need the testimony of those that have received Christ as their Savior. Individually, we need to work on being what God wants us to be. And we do that, we can know that our lives matter. In closing, the book of Jude, the last book before the book of Revelation. Jude. Verse 20 down to verse 22. But ye, beloved, building up your own selves. Building up yourselves. You have to, before you can get the message across that all lives matter, you have to build up yourself to realize that your life matters. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, which makes your life matter. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Don't let anything or anybody pull you away from loving God first. Do not let anybody or anything pull you away from putting God first in your life. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Your life in God's will make a difference. How do you view yourself? Does your life matter? If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. That's a decision and an answer that only you can make. For you know what's going on inside of you. Has Satan beat you down to the place where you think that you have no self-worth, feeling like a failure, no purpose for life? living in discouragement day to day? Don't let Satan continue to get that victory in your life. If you don't know Christ, you can know Him today before you leave. And if you know Christ, do not be blinded to what He can do in and through your life. You need to leave here this morning understanding, yes, all lives matter. But I know that I can make a difference. In Christ, others need what I have in Christ. Father, we bow before You now. We thank You, Lord God, for just meeting with us in this assembly. Lord, only You know what's taken place and how You wanted to use this message. I tried to do my best to present it the way that You wanted me to present it. I pray that You'd use it now. Your Spirit bearing witness with the spirit of every individual in this auditorium and speaking to them as they have need to be spoken to. As You have done that, I pray now for them that they would make the right decision while they still have opportunities to make that decision. Work in our midst, work in this invitation, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.